the border policies and all the stuff that we're dealing with. And then now we've got illegal immigrants chopping people up in our state.
And this guy had been formally deported.
Yeah, and he'd been deported before. That's correct.
I tell you guys, I'm up here amongst all the lawmakers. Right down the street is the White House. A year and a half, we have yet to understand what the Democrats are trying to do of having open borders. I know you want open borders. They're globalists, and they want all this, everybody to be the same. But this is a dangerous world. And there's a lot of people in South America, and I think 180 different countries that have been caught coming across our southern border. But we don't know who they are. The number one responsibility of the government is to keep people safe. And it is a free-for-all. I went down there, been to the border, talked to the Border Patrol, saw a dead body floating in the Rio Grande River. I mean, it is a disaster what's going on down there. And the Border Patrol, they don't know what to do. And Biden and his group said, hey, just let them come in. Mayorkas is an absolute imbecile. He is head of Homeland Security. And, you know, I've asked him several times. He won't answer. He keeps telling me that the border's closed. The border's closed. And if we can get control of the House and the Senate, he'll be one of the first guys that will be impeached. This guy has no clue what he's doing. Either that or he's got an agenda. But when I flew out of there, we had three or four senators on the plane. I sat next to two illegals. They pulled a bus up next to the airplane, put them on there. This is right in the middle of COVID. And I sat next to him. One girl was 19, had like a 1 or 2 month old. And I looked at her form she had. She was headed from McAllen, Texas to Houston to Denver. She had nowhere clue why she was going there. But we're sending them everywhere. They're dispersing them. I feel sorry for them, but the American taxpayers having to pay billions and billions of dollars to take care of these people. And it's unfortunate because, heck, we can't take care of ourselves right now with all this inflation.
Well, Coach, I know I've stolen a little bit of time here. Jack Campbell says, how you doing, by the way?
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
I really do appreciate what you're doing up there. I enjoy seeing you on Fox Business. We got that on here in the radio studio. And there's plenty more we can talk about, but I know you got a busy day. So have a good rest of one. We'll talk again soon.
Yeah, let's get back on and talk about this NIL.
Yes, sir.
Jumped in the middle of that mess. And Joe Manchin, hopefully we can get some sense of reality to that. But there's a lot of problems in this world right now. And unfortunately, we got the animals running the zoo up here. And it's not getting any better. So hope in November we take back over, and that's going to be that couldn't come soon enough.
Well, I appreciate you, Senator. Appreciate you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, Coach Tommy Tuberville. We got to hit our top of the hour break here. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite skyrocketing inflation, the U.S. job market is robust. The Labor Department says America's employers added 528,000 jobs in July, compared with the addition of 372,000 the month before. The unemployment rate slipped to 3.5% last month. The Senate expected to start debating the Democrats' $473 billion spending bill tomorrow. The measure advances now that Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema indicates that she will support the bill, having won concessions on one of its tax provisions. Four people, two men and two women, critically hurt. They were hit by lightning last evening in Lafayette Park, just across the street from the White House. Stocks lower on Wall Street right now. The Dow down 18 points. The NASDAQ is off 2. More details at SRNnews.com.
If you're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver, listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They are so passionate about teaching people how to own physical gold and silver, they've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Heat and humidity will be the big story for the next few days, right on through the weekend. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s with triple-digit heat indices and only widely scattered hit-or-miss storms today and tomorrow, isolated in nature, with a low tonight 74, Saturday's high 95. Storms become a little bit more numerous again by Sunday afternoon and evening. Random scattered storms. Sunday's high mid-90s again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don Bobo with Capital Tractor. It may seem like it can't get here fast enough, but hunting season will be here before you know it. With special offers right now on the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, don't let anything stand between you and your tree stand. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Folks, let's go to the phones and talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Now, Ray, we promised folks that we would do the drawing announcement at 9, but, you know, things got sideways, but we're ready to do that now?
Well, you know, I figured you didn't call me because you lost your moped helmet and you were looking for it.
No, I was more just ashamed of being fat. I just continue to look in the mirror and I'm like, just get over yourself, Joey. So I was a little preoccupied. I apologize for that.
That's all right. It happens to all of us. You know, last week I was coming back from Orlando, and my truck did change the time. So I was thinking it was 8:30, it was 9:30. We hadn't eaten dinner. And all of a sudden I said, well, wait a minute, it's 9:30. Everything's going to be closed. And the girls were asleep in the back, and I knew they were going to wake up any minute and be really hungry. I told Lindsay, I said, I hate to do it to you, but we got one choice, baby, McDonald's.
There you go. Ooh.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
That's right. You just got to do what you got to do. So this is for the $500 gift card for there at Prattville Carpet. We got a name.
Sometimes, like I said, you got to do what you got to do. And I got the name drawn for Nathan Forrest. Nathan Forrest, you just won $500 gift card from Prattville Carpet.
Nice.
Nathan Forrest, nice.
So I will be texting you in about 3 minutes.
Well, that's awesome. And you ready for the weekend here, or are you going to be working through the weekend?
No, I'm ready for it to hit. It's been a long week. And, hey, look, I got to apologize. I mentioned all that excess carpet we got in. It's just, you don't want it. It's too expensive. I had everybody and their mama calling me, hey, is that discount? I'm like, no, they're picking it up for free. It's some really expensive carpet.
Well,
so, yeah, I got to send it back.
Hmm. Oh, well. You got to do what you got to do, like we said.
Yeah, got to do what you got to do. Well, guys, y'all have a great weekend. Try not to get struck by lightning. And we will talk to y'all on Monday.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks, guys.
If I get hit by lightning, he put the curse on me.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
We'll be right back. We got to hit a just 15-second disclaimer here because occasionally we say crap.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader is here in the house.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing all right.
I don't know if my mom's listening, but I want to tell her happy birthday.
Oh.
My mom's birthday. We're going to have a little party for her tomorrow up at the lake. She's been bugging me about taking a boat ride and all that stuff.
Remind me of your mom's first name again.
Sandy.
Happy birthday, Sandy.
Or her government name.
Birthday.
And Brian Dawson is here as well.
Yeah. Brian's looking good today.
The founder of 1819 News.
I see he beard shamed you into shaving yours off.
Yeah, I did shave some off. You like my mustache?
Sure. Like is a strong word.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
It's the Fucci there going on.
So I should just shave the whole thing?
No.
No.
You have a little bit of a lecherous look to you, though.
No, that's just, I mean, the bra fits, you know. Let's go to Ethel. Hey, Ethel, how are you?
I'm doing well. I will have to say I'm rather upset with Coach Tuberville. He got on the Senate floor that he would not support a bill that increased the agency of the IRS. Well, he did, and Shelby voting for it didn't surprise me. But I called his office, asked him not to vote for it, and then after he voted for it, I emailed his office. I hope he's listening now. Somebody needs to be on top of this. So I emailed his office, and I got back the standard reply, thank you for contacting us. And then nothing. And I told, in the email, I said, you voted for that boondoggle. And I don't know. I'm really worried he's drank the Kool-Aid. And that is very unfortunate because what is going to happen? They are not going to audit people in Hillary Clinton's zip code or in Nancy Pelosi's zip code. Guess where they're going to audit people?
Okay, thank you, T-Spirit.
The middle class. We talked about this earlier this week, yeah.
Well, I guess I missed it. No, they're going to go for middle America. And they're going to audit people that can't fight back. And he voted for it. And I am very upset. And I hope there is something they can do about this bill. I did read, and I don't know if it's true or not, but this bill that they're about to pass gives the president a lot of authority. And you think about the authoritative actions that he's taken, and somebody up there needs to fight back, and I don't know who it is.
So which bill was this? That is this a massive reconciliation spending bill, or is it a bill that came out of committee?
And what they did, it passed in the Senate, and he voted for it. And what they did is they gave the Port of Mobile millions of dollars. And so he voted for it. And that was wrong. He should have fought harder. He should have got back up on the Senate floor and said stuff, and he did not. And this bill that they're about to pass, it's bad. And God bless America, I guess, is all I can say. God bless the people that love the country, because nobody's looking after us.
Yeah, people are starting to understand that's what government's all about. They look out for themselves. Appreciate it, Ethel.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. 272-9228. Number three, T-Spear.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm glad Ethel was listening this morning. Perhaps she should have been listening quite a few years ago when Nancy Pelosi made the statement of, you have to pass the bill to see what's in it. If she voted the bill that Senator Tuberville put up in the beginning was exactly what needed to be done, tax situation, what needed to be done to regulate spending. And then Chuck Schumer took it over and immediately, for lack of a better term, bastardized it. You can blame one person all you want to up in Washington, but it does not make things right. The hell that that the few patriotic representatives we have what they have gone through this past 2.5 years. No, I will lead them back up. What they have gone through this past 6.5 years is unbelievably difficult. Every word must be scrutinized. And when you have a 700 or an 800 or a 2,758-page bill, there's no way you can go through all of it. You make your best situation sometimes out of bad situations. And then I have a question to Ethel. Did she vote this past June when we were putting forth good representatives, or did she stay at home saying, well, it's already done? Now, I know that that's a tit-for-tat fight, but until we all stand up and fight for people like Senator Tuberville and a few others up in Washington, we have no chance of making it through. And she's right to the point that this bill will go to hurt the American taxpayers much, much more than it will to impact the large businesses. You've got a you're making over $4 billion, and they're going to tax you a higher rate. Well, all that increase of taxes is going to do is trickle down to everything that we spend. I hate to see what this next year is going to look like unless we can put more sane representatives into office.
You're here.
And I pray for Coach Coverdale every day.
Well, I appreciate it, T-Spear.
Thank you so much.
And say hi to little Abigail there, barking in the background.
Thank you. I'll take care of that. She just came running. I'll chat with y'all later.
Thanks, T-Spear.
Yeah, her little dog is named Abigail.
Very passionate.
Let's go to, Abigail, the dog, to Eric, the dog. Hello, Eric.
Hola.
Hola, Eric.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. I don't know if anybody's made this point before, but this thing that they're doing with the IRS and expanding that, I'm adamantly against expanding the federal government in any way, shape, form, or fashion.
Amen.
I'd like for them to pair their powers and their grasp and their reach of everything that has to involve us down to next to nothing, or delegate it back to the most locally judicious point that we can get it. I'd rather be going down there and yelling at Stephen Reed than emailing Tommy Tuberville.
Right.
I have a feeling I can get my point across to Stephen Reed before I could ever make a point to, Tuberville. Just the volume of people that he's responsible for is so much larger.
Well, and it's like the Senate is supposed to be hailed as the most deliberative body in the world, governing body in the world. Bull crap. It's not a deliberative parliamentary body anymore. You think they're actually on the Senate floor convincing one another with persuasive arguments and their logic and pathos? Crap. They're not doing that. Most of these deals are made by their staff behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strategists is why I asked Coach at first, you tired all those lawyers up there. And I don't just mean folks in the executive branch. I mean senators themselves and just the entire way that system works up there. And I get tired of how things we love and want are held hostage in order for crap to get pushed through. And given that the Senate is split 50-50, well, doesn't seem like anybody's happy these days, except for a few insiders.
I'm all for that. But to me, the legislature and the politicians, it's just a get-rich-quick scheme. I mean, at the end of the day, I'd be happy if they couldn't pass another. If they never passed another law in my entire life, I don't think it hurt anything. Every time they get together and start agreeing, just the basic fact of the matter is most people aren't well educated enough, and even people who follow this stuff aren't well educated enough on any particular bill to know all the nuances and port that they shove into it. And to quote the great George Carlin, they're ramming that. You get the idea.
Now, what do you think of my fat shaming advocacy work here in the River Region?
Go for it.
All right.
I'm with you. Because you know what?
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Well, if y'all eat two pots calling the kettle black.
Both of y'all.
That's racist.
You and Eric both.
Well, hey, I'm fine. You can fat shame me, and you know what it does? You can't be so sensitive all the time.
That's right.
You know what? I'm fat. I am fat. You're Captain Obvious. Now, you know that I don't care.
Yeah, I'm fat shaming myself, Eddie. That's how this started.
I don't think so.
You know,
I think you're trying to make fun of fatter people.
You didn't show up. I didn't eat bacon this morning. I ate turkey sausage. I've been fat shaming myself.
Yeah, Tommy, that's so sad.
Yeah, because I don't want to be fat. You just lean into the donuts.
Okay, as many years you see me eating donuts. Am I any fatter than I was when you first met me?
I don't know. I need progress photos.
Need some of those time-lapse photos. Yeah.
Before and after Photoshop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Headphones get tight.
Plus, I mean, honestly, we don't even, like, we should just be, like, cut off right here.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just be a bust. Like, I mean, I see you most of the day. I just see your face. Like, I'm not seeing you walk around.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. You could, I'm not fat until I get out of the car.
That's right. I don't know, Eric. You kind of got a big head.
Well, it's,
you know,
it's like, what, by the way, if you're on those dating apps, it's not just young people anymore, too, given the divorce rate. And you're looking through, and this is probably not the best way to find somebody to love for the rest of your life. These apps, just this visual, like, stimulus, swipe right, swipe left. But there is a strategic thing. If somebody's a little bigger, you put the phone, you put the camera, like, while you're looking up on your face. And so you get that perfect framing of your face.
So the gravity drags the fat on your cheeks back.
Right, and you look beautiful. Now, you might be, you know, 300 and, like, 5'4", but, you know, your face looks amazing from that angle. It's just, takes all types.
Sure.
Look, my son he was dating this girl one time, and I had been out of town, and I saw pictures of her on Facebook, you know, where he had said that they were in a relationship or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I come home and she's sitting on the front porch. And I ain't gonna say what I said because the fat shaming you do to yourself is nothing. Mm-hmm. When I saw what I saw, my eyes, I was completely, let's just say some people have a knack for camera angles and filters. Filters are the best thing that ever happened to the camera.
What is your
dating scene?
Is your buddy's nickname Captain Ahab now?
Harpoon that whale.
Yeah, but we'll leave it there. Yeah.
Obsession can lead you to do weird things. I appreciate it, Eric.
All right, fellas. Adios.
272-9228. Let's go to Doug from Titus. Hey, Doug.
Good morning, Joey. I'm gonna follow up on hola. If there's not a full body pic on social media, don't even say hello. But anyway, I kind of wanted to follow up, not necessarily teach. Of course, I'm a huge Coach Tuberville fan. But I just wanted to rant real quick about the IRS and who they audit. They don't all audit corporate America unless it's a leaning to the right corporate America. I have had three different experiences with ownership of a small business. And the sad thing is, the first time was during the Reagan years, 86 and 87. I was on active duty at, I'm having a senior moment right outside of Savannah, Georgia. Fort Stewart was like, Savannah was like a 30-minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
I was a captain in the Army, and one of my peers that I became close friends with, we decided to form a small business,
right,
landscaping in Savannah. And we didn't make hardly anything in 86. That was our startup year. Did pretty decent in 87. Guess what? We got audited. And so I said, okay, no more business ownership for Doug. Retired in 07 and just got me a desk job. Got tired of staring at the three walls of my cubicle. And went to work as a subcontractor for Window World in 2016 and 2017, and they audited me again in 2017. It just, I mean, they're going to audit small business owners in red states, and they're so damn corrupt, they need to be cut by 87,000 employees, not increased.
That's
just thoughts from Doug at the Rock Quarry in Titus, Alabama.
Doug for president,
just remember, Joey,
2024.
Joey, date older, be patient, Mary Younger.
Thank you, Doug.
Thanks for taking my call. See y'all, Doug. Have a great weekend.
He needs to put that on his campaign poster.
I love how I have all these like surrogate dads.
People are looking out for
like
you,
giving
right?
me advice, saying, Joey, I've watched you for 10 years.
Make sure they
I'm
have
proud
a full
of you.
Body pick.
Yeah. I got to hit another break here. This part of the program brought to you by True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. And they're Heirloom Jewelers. They can help you whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique and estate jewelry items. Located right here in Montgomery, Alabama at 6948 Vaughn Road. Well, you can stop by the showroom if you're looking to buy, or you can shop online at heirloomjewelers.com. And, well, whether you buy online or in person, you need to use the promo code Joey.
Joey.
J-O-E-Y, and you'll get 10% off your purchase there at Heirloom Jewelers. Doesn't matter how big or small that purchase. Maybe you're, popping the big question. You want a truly unique antique engagement ring. Well, that can be done, and I'd love to save you 10% off. In that transaction, if you're looking to sell to Troop Booth, just call them. Make an appointment, 260-0066, 260-0066, or make an appointment online. Show up on the appointed day and time with those items you'd like to sell. Troop will look over what you bring in, give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer, then and there, you get paid.
Right then and there, Joey.
It's just that easy. He's bought stuff for $50, $100, a few $100. He's also bought stuff for over six figures. Depends on what you bring in. That's why he does it by appointment, so he can take the time to give you the right price after looking over what you bring in. So again, that's True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. Dennis, David, Duke. Oh, that was unfortunate.
He's here.
Well, Dennis, Duke, and David.
Oh, I see what you did there. Was it unfortunate, Joey? Or was that a Freudian slip?
No, it's just, it was line one, two. We'll be right back. Oh, shut up, fatty.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with Thor.
Hey man, what's shaking?
Now Thor, I understand you are the god of thunder.
That's right man, me and Mjolnir have power over thunder and lightning and stuff like that, you know?
So I guess you don't have time to worry about money matters.
No man, that's why we have David Earnest.
You mean the people of Asgard use David Earnest as their financial guy?
Oh yeah man, everybody knows the numbers, like 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
There you have it, folks. Direct from the God of Thunder.
Yeah, man. That's me.
You know, I saw your last movie, and it seemed to me you got roughed up a little more than you usually do.
Yeah, man. It was a rough shoot.
Yeah. I'll bet some mornings you were pretty Thor. Why did you throw your hammer?
Just move over about 2 inches. You'll find out.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
This is Jim Smith with Adams Drugs. Adams Drugs has been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over a decade and have gone from 7 stores to 12 stores. We attribute our success for what they've done for us. Thank you, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. We got some more calls rolling in here. 272-9228. Let's start with Dennis. He's up to bat. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
Very demanding. Hey, I was in Wetumpka one day last week, and I was getting gas, and I saw probably one of the best advertisements I have ever seen, thanks to Eddie.
Sure. What type of advertising?
I sent him a picture of it.
Oh, yes. That's some of my guerrilla marketing I do.
You gotta
advertise wherever, whenever you can.
That's right. And this
I thought it was brilliant.
It was a business card I strategically located at a place where people visit often.
This is different than your pool noodle idea.
Right. Okay, a little different. But
I didn't think that was
good. You know what's funny, Dennis, is some people will see that and then take my card and bring it to me and go, "Hey, man, I saw your card there." It's like, why'd you?
Oh, no, I left it there. Right. So I took a picture of it and left it there so somebody else could have the opportunity to contact you to buy a house, man.
That's right.
Absolutely.
See, Joey, that's how this works.
Yeah.
Dennis gets it.
Thanks. Appreciate it. You know, eat a salad every once in a while, all right?
I had a salad last night. It was horrible.
Eat another one.
If you put enough calories and salad on it.
Shush! Right. Let Dennis talk, fatty.
In defense of the what is it? Fat shame? Would you say fat shame? Fat shame?
Fat shaming. Shaming people for their lard.
Wow, okay. Well, hey, Joey. Fat bottom girls makes the rocking world go round, baby.
That's right.
Well, that's actually, I can't argue with that.
That's very true.
Yeah. A big woman make a big man out of me.
Amen. Right. Right.
Don't knock the more, there's more to love it, man. I mean,
you've proved your point, Dennis. I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah, but he's not getting on the bandwagon either.
I haven't seen anything. You know, the thing that's going up in, what is it, Dade County, about that guy that the sheriff has got up there where they arrested two people that he murdered.
On Tallapoosa County.
Yeah, we covered that a little while.
No mainstream media, including Newsmax or One America News, has covered that, have they?
Not that I've seen. They need to, no. Because this goes beyond just an Alabama story. This guy was nationwide and deported once,
that's
got back
right.
in here.
It's funny you bring that up. They did cover Auburn football player getting arrested, but right. they didn't cover that nationally.
Well, and the fact the way this guy went about of disposing of the bodies, this was not his first rodeo. He was a pro, which makes you wonder what he's been doing around the entire country.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. Kind of reminded me of the Iceman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That dude was cold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Kuklinski, he was the epitome of wicked, absolutely. You know, I actually sent OAN a notification about that this morning, so we'll see how they respond to that.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll send it to the Citizen Free Press folks. They might run that. So.
Yeah, great. You know, especially since it says Homeland Security is actually involved in that case.
Right.
Now?
Oh, yeah, and it's confirmed. Well, I appreciate it, Dennis.
Hey, have a good day, guys.
You too, brother. Thanks, Dennis.
Let's go to, before the break, let's go to Duke. Hello, Duke.
Morning, Duke. Duke.
Now, Joy, I almost got my six-pack back. I got a whole pack of hair right now, 4.5, whatever. And, what kind of problem you having, young man?
Kind of problem I'm having, I eat too much fat or just too much of all sorts of things. No, I'm on a new regimen. I started. It's been a good week.
I threw up my 30-pound barbell this morning, you know, and did me a few sit-ups here and there and rode the bicycle down the road. And, shoot, boy, I did that around 5:30 this morning. So you got to get up early. young man, to hang with us older cats.
Oh, no, I've been at the gym. You can't outwork a bad diet.
I heard you say something. What did you say about your daddy this morning, 60-year-old daddy?
He's looking good, that he's lost a lot of weight, but his friends all look pregnant.
Look, man.
So what you doing pregnant?
Yeah, no, I admit it. This is why I'm on a new regimen.
Look, man.
I'm on a cut, you know?
You're on a cut?
I'm on a cut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I need to let
a little caloric deficit, high protein,
you need to meet my Indian doctor I got. He starved you to death where you have a 6-pack, an 8-pack, and a 12-pack of hell if you want it.
Wait, so your diet plan is just don't eat?
Don't eat, yeah.
Well, he put me on that plant food crap for a little while. But I get everything back like I wanted. So I've gotten back to my regular food now, more.
No, I found a cheat. It's a new cheat that's out there and some good science behind it. If you're high body fat percentage, the macro you should shoot for with your how much protein you should eat a day should be about your number of centimeters tall. So it'd be like 170-something somebody my size. And then you fill out the rest of the macros pretty balanced with fat and carbs. And you eat in a slight deficit and keep working out, it should fall off.
Now, during the winter months, I got a little belly. My wife coming right, running behind me, talking about rubbing my belly. I said, oh, look at here. I said, piss me off. You know that piss me off. about that, And so I sneaked up behind her and rubbed hers, too. But I always been health conscious about my weight and stuff like that, not getting too big. So he just natural with me, and I'm not going to get too big. Anyway, I'm more skinny than fat, so I'm blessed in that way.
They put you in the same box.
You don't get a discount on the box. Way, But my point is for calling about the what do you guys call the illegal alien?
Mm-hmm.
What about most of the cats that come over here, men and women that come over here? You know, by these companies bringing them here to work. These people, this person may have been brought over here illegally by some of these companies and was a violent person as well.
But that could happen, but not with what we're talking about this morning, dude.
Not with this guy.
I heard that kid. I read it.
Yeah, this guy's a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But maybe some company brought him over here to do some work.
I mean, I'm sure there might be some illegal workers that come in and they, drunk driving. There's all sorts of crimes that can happen. And also people don't report it because the victims are also illegal or undocumented. So, and then also you get the really bad guys like this guy that was just arrested who will use folks. I don't know. He probably wasn't a coyote, but like that corridor is the deadliest in the world, apparently. That trip up into across in the southern border.
Yeah, that's bad the way he did, man. But we got people that live here and were raised and born here that does the same thing.
Yeah, but we don't need to be ushering more of them in here, especially ones that are statistically prone to it.
But I get all these people every time somebody, what they call illegal, do something like that, they want to say it's because he got over here illegally, and that's not the case all the time because we got so many over here right now, like I said, working illegally. Nope. These companies work by their money than keeping jobs for the American people.
Well,
like
Duke, the point is when you create a very gray area in the law and you create an entire black market, yes, in labor, but also in illicit markets, and you've got people that enforce those illicit markets and other things like that, you're going to get more and more of this. And from the most heinous stuff like we talked about this morning to lesser crimes but are still crimes.
There you go.
Yeah, and I mean, you're definitely right. There's, because the Republicans want to, so what happens is the conservative base does not like the illegal activity, but the big corporate, which is part of the Republican Party, they love it because they're getting cheap labor. They're getting people that want to come over and do the jobs that need to be done for their companies that no one else will do. So they're sitting there, saying, because it takes the conservative base to get people elected. So everyone says, oh, we hate illegal immigration, build the wall. And then these big corporations and these big businesses are turning around lobbying to make sure that the border doesn't actually get closed. So you're exactly right, Duke.
So you got a caller that called in and said that it hurt his roofing business because, you look on most roofs, you got Mexican guys up there doing the roofing job. About 20 of them up there knock a house out in one day, and it hurting these local businesses. So people need to see both sides and talk about both sides instead of just border wall, border wall, border wall. Hell, a lot of them getting over here.
Build the wall, Duke. I know you're at Mar-a-Lago right now, man. Don't pretend like you don't want to build the wall.
All right, Tron.
Duke, you know, your wife might be giving you a hard time, you know, touching your belly and stuff, but she'll never be fat to me, all right?
Thank you, Duke.
See all you, right, man.
272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by, well, River Region Contracting. And there at River Region Contracting, they're a premier roofing contractor, as well as a team of seamless gutter professionals. Those seamless gutters come, by the way, in all sorts of colors, so it can match your home's theme, look fantastic, and they'll actually be effective. Effective at diverting water from your house to protect your home's foundation and siding, and to stop yard erosion all throughout your yard, especially if you've spent thousands of dollars on landscaping. One gully washer can just destroy that and be thousands of dollars worth of damage. You don't do that.
No.
And then, of course, at River Region Contracting, they do inspections on roofs. So if you have an asphalt or a metal roof, you should have that inspected every 3 to 5 years. But maybe a big storm came through and made you nervous. You can get it inspected, you know, again, because their inspections and estimates are always free. Free there at River Region Contracting. They're also a team of insurance specialists, so if they do find a problem with your roof that the insurance company may pay for, they can walk you through that claims process and make it an easy and swift experience. So call Todd Clark in River Region Contracting today at 356-8635, 356-8635, and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Do-it-yourselfers. At Froggy Bottom Materials, we're here to help. You have the vision to refresh your lawn or hardscapes, and you want to get it done. But let's face it, there are some jobs where you may need a little assistance. That's where we can help. Whether it's your driveway, parking pads, poolscapes, or fill-ins, front lawn, or backyard, Froggy Bottom Materials has just what you need. So give us a call at 334-215-3704. Visit froggybottommaterials.com or come see us on Highway 80 East in Pike Road.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Heat and humidity will be the big story for the next few days, right on through the weekend. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s with triple-digit heat indices and only widely scattered hit-or-miss storms today and tomorrow, isolated in nature, with a low tonight 74, Saturday's high 95. Storms become a little bit more numerous again by Sunday afternoon and evening. Random scattered storms. Sunday's high mid-90s again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Why is that very attractive reporter holding a hot dog on the screen in front of me?
She's just excited to see you.
No, she's has something going on in Jersey. I don't know.
Yeah.
Did I describe it correctly?
You did. I didn't know what I was going to turn around and see because it's on the TV behind me.
No, it's a very attractive reporter holding a hot dog. Oh, they're talking about ballooning beach prices there. 16% increase for a hot dog? Ugh.
ridiculous.
There's a place in town. I pay $3 for a hot dog, and I'm happy to get them every time.
Well, you fatties need to stop eating hot dogs.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, that's actually what got me fat. Gas station hot dogs are a part of that.
Stay away from gas station. Yeah, this is not.
Yeah, but they're big and plump. They got the cheese in them.
And the sauerkraut and a little bit of the sauce. Oh, it's
yeah, and then you dump more cheese sauce and chili on top of there. And then just some beef tallow right on it. That'll be healthy. All right. Speaking of a picture of health, look at this on the screen, Brian. Like, I mean, isn't that like when your political career is about to go down the toilet, like Liz Cheney's, don't you want that image to be like, go vote for Liz?
Or I'll shoot you in the head.
What we're looking
right,
at here.
Isn't that the guy that shot the guy in the face?
Yeah, they were quail hunting.
Bird hunting.
Dick Cheney.
I accidentally blew that guy's face off.
Right.
It's an accident and stuff.
So we're looking at the photo of Dick Cheney. He's wearing one of those sporty vests with a button-up shirt. He's got a cowboy hat on, looking directly into the camera, close shot on him. And this is him advocating for his daughter, Liz, who has an uphill re-election battle there in Wyoming. She's now become the face of, I guess, the Quisling Republican Party that wants to, well, support the establishment, the Uniparty.
The Mitt Romney's and the...
The war party, essentially.
Yeah. Now, do you think her dad stepped up to volunteer to help her, or did she go, Daddy, need some money, need some help, Daddy?
No, I don't think it took much to get him to do... I mean, he's literally has no working heart, right? I think he's got a permanent pacemaker or something. Deal. Yeah, it's actually pretty incredible technology, but... let's listen into this. Is Dick Cheney, former vice president, supporting
that shot someone in the face?
Yes. And by the guy he shot in the face, apologized to Dick.
That's right.
That's power, baby.
That's how you do it.
Wow. So this is him advocating on behalf of his daughter Liz Cheney, and he talks about Donald Trump here. All of you love Trump. Let's listen in together. See if former Vice President Cheney can change your mind.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth, doing what's right, honoring her oath to the Constitution when so many in our party are too scared to do so. Liz is fearless. She never backs down from a fight.
For sure.
There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office. And she will succeed. I am Dick Cheney. I proudly voted for my daughter. I hope you will too.
I'm Liz Cheney, and I approve this message.
If I lived in Wyoming, I'd be like, that's what you got for me? We'll never let Donald Trump become president again? Really?
Yeah. Vote for me. We hate Trump. Unless they have Democrat crossover like we have here in Alabama. I mean...
Well, you never know. She might be the next guest host on The View. She's such a strong Republican.
Is that like McCain?
Yeah, Meghan McCain.
I always get all these people confused. I know. Right? And I'm in radio. We used to call Meghan McCain because we were always trying to replace her with another show, yeah. Meghan McKeffer.
You were fat shaming before it was cool.
Before it was cool.
Yeah, I like that. We got to call out them fatties. So,
yeah, Joey.
Yeah, no, I look in the mirror and I'm like, you've become what you hate, Joey.
My haircut ain't helping.
Yeah. You don't like my haircut?
It needs to grow out a little bit. Of the one day you chose not to wear a hat.
I got a hat right here.
Whenever you get a bad haircut, you wear a hat. That's just a given.
Yeah.
You got part of it.
How much was your haircut?
Well, I'll be hopefully getting one today, $14 at the Walmarts.
Guatemala?
What?
That's how they say it. Guatemala. Do you want to go to the Home Depot and then hit Guatemala?
See? Sure. What project are we working on? Man, you made me laugh, Brian.
This is my goal. This is my job.
Let's go to Jerry.
I don't know who Jerry is, but this is Gary Keith.
Oh, hey, Gary. Eddie wrote it down as Jerry.
Eddie's special.
Is the fat blocking your synapses there in the brain?
No.
Anyway, what's up, Gary?
Fat finger time.
All right, Joey, I had some information. Maybe it was bad information or maybe it's secondhand. Were you rude to somebody in that radio station the other day?
Was I rude?
Yeah, I was asking.
Were they fat?
No, she was my friend that came in to pick up my shirt that your friend, Eddie Bader, brought to me from Nassau. And I heard someone said that Mr. Joey was rude. I said, not Joey. Please don't tell me. And I just want to make sure, will you give me that?
No, I was not.
Were you, let me
no, I remember
you.
This. No, the person who usually answers the door for prizes was confused, and I found the shirt, and we gave it to her.
Were you typical Joey, or were you warm and fuzzy? Because typical Joey's kind of...
Well, that's my friend, Joey, so I, just take care of her. You know, there's times when I can't get there, and she runs my errands for me, and she's very much helpful.
Yeah, Joey.
And I said, Joey's never been rude.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Never been rude. And Eddie said, he's probably rude. You might need to come up there and get this place.
Well, I mean, I didn't call her fat. She's not.
All right, buddy. I love you, too.
Thanks, Gary.
Be careful.
Hey, Gary, send me a picture with a shirt, man. Come on. I brought him a shirt all the way back from Jamaica. He's on no picture.
Can we steer the show into the real crisis that's going on right now?
What's the real crisis?
Well, it's a national emergency, Joey.
It is.
Monkeypox.
Really?
Yeah, national Joey's emergency. Got some.
No, that's poison ivy.
You have Shalon COVID?
No, I don't.
Yes, he does.
No, that's just poison ivy.
And what kills
it's
me...
It's nothing like monkeypox.
What kills me is, because... So there's, 1,000 people, I think less than 1,000 people that have it right now or something. I forget what the statistics are.
No, it's about 3,000, I think, 3,000? Across the country.
Okay,
yeah.
Which is a very small amount. Well, and then so now national emergency. The media is pumping it out there like anybody can get it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's like, yeah, I mean, and then so now I've got friends that are like, well, I mean, it could, it might. I'm like, I mean, you really, for you to accidentally get it and not be involved in some type of strange sexual activity.
Mm-hmm.
That's how Joey
I guess they're saying it's not technically an STD, but
not
it is.
Technically, because we're not going to be able to scare the world and declare national emergency
for
an
STD. Say you're not going to some festival in San Francisco and having orgy-like sex. Say instead you're part of a Greco-Roman wrestling club.
Yes, that's naked.
No, just even if you're not naked.
Yeah, I think there's got to be, which is how the Greco-Romans did it, by the way.
Right.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that was naked. And so, if you end up getting your face down there
just
and
wrestling.
You're getting pile-drived and you little monkey pox on the face, that could happen.
That could happen.
Yeah. But overall, I think it's, and someone's like, well, you could be sharing a towel. And I'm like, as long as someone isn't just chainsaw drying their nether regions, and then you end up using that towel.
It's like a sustained contact with somebody else and body fluids, and
yeah. So I mean, there's not a lot of ways to do that,
right?
Yeah. So, point being, and so I'm on
your arm.
Yeah. Well, the Dutch rudder.
Just curious.
Oh, wow. I guess that one's going out there.
Oh, where's the dump button when you need it?
It's not there.
It's not there.
Let's hit a break.
On that note.
No, it is. I saw the emergency, come out. And yesterday when I was at the gym, and I'm like, maybe from just sitting on this bench right here after pumping some iron. No.
And that's the whole point. That's what they want, though. They want you to be in some type of state of panic or fear. But what's interesting is they're not, knowing that it, 98% of the people who have this, it came from homosexual activity. And then also, what's weird, I'm in this group with some of the major doctors, Dr. Malone and some others in this Signal group. And they're saying that it's actually vaccinated people are more prone to it as well. So something, I don't know what the whole deal is, but... I'm not a doctor, so don't take my advice on that. So anyway, 98% of the people that get this are homosexuals. And then the CDC and all these other people and all these government agencies and public health and blah, 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 shut the entire world down for COVID. You can't come outside. You can't go to work. You can't go to church. You can't. You got to wear a mask. You got to get vaccinated. All these things. But they know that if this is really a national emergency and it's really as bad as they're saying... they're not going to say, hey, could you guys, take it easy on the gay sex for,
at least
weeks?
Be monogamous. Dadgummit.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's a little... I saw some stuff about the festival's still ongoing, and just make sure to put, a Band-Aid over your sores or something. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Am I...
Dude, what world are we living in, man?
goodness gracious. I heard last night, too, that like there are like 42 active emergencies right now. Now, most of those are sanctions.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe that's the emergency. They can start moving a bunch of federal resources around. But it's just, you're right. The narrative on stuff is politically correct in a way that actually I don't think helps the so-called community. Like, it's a community. Give me a freaking break. You might have friends. It's like everybody knows each other. That's crap.
Everybody calls you friend.
Mm-hmm. Let's hit a break. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Thinking about new flooring for your home or business? Since 1969, Georgia Floors Direct has guaranteed the lowest prices on the River Region's largest inventory of all types of flooring. Call or visit GFD today. Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. In fact, this entire hour is brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Let me tell you more about them. They're at Alabama Home Mortgage. They can help you, especially right now with the shifting economy, with a refi deal. So if you need to refinance that home for whatever reason, maybe it's you want to pay off credit card debts, a lot better to pay interest on a mortgage that you use as a tax write-off than it is to pay those massive interest rates on those credit card debts you might have. Or it could be you want to reinvest in yourself or your property, maybe help your kids out as they're going through college or graduating from college in this tough economy. Or it could be you're stuck in an adjustable rate mortgage, been paying mortgage insurance for way too long. All of these strategies and more they can help you with there at Alabama Home Mortgage. So just give Kim Williams and her team a call today at 567-4223, 567-4223, and you can apply online and see what they have going on there at myalabamahomemortgage.com. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim Williams and her team prove that to you today. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. So we only got a minute or two here before the top of the hour break. Everything packed in here. It has been a crazy week. You were talking to me off air about this all of a sudden shift in vocabulary and lexicon for Governor Kay Ivey.
Yeah, no, it's enough to make you want to scream, like, in like a rage, like not I'm scared scream. Right. It's a different scream.
Right.
But like the one where you're like driving down the car or driving down the road in your car and like pulling your hair out and punching the steering wheel type of rage scream. Yeah. So Alabama Department of Public Health comes out and they, you know, with their sage advice and wisdom that, you know, as COVID is on the rise, they really want to encourage.